I'm not showing anything put back in its place.
He might not have had it that year. Let me read my notes and go back and see if that's what he had that year. Oh, is this the refund? This refund was supposed to be done as an add-on instead of a 900. So this actually is not supposed to be a refund. It's supposed to be a 200 where you add the difference on. So that was just an office error.
So it's not...
Okay. So it's void. It's not. Yeah.
So we need to take a 115 off of our... Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it typical for us to go back 3 years? I forget. I know legally we always do that, or do we normally do two?
We're told to always go back 3 years.
Go back three? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Label that Exhibit A. Note for the record that abatement number 300115 has been stricken from Exhibit A. Today's date is the 18th. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 4/18/2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I have is real estate erroneous assessments, and those are abatement numbers 202242, 202244, 202245, 202255, 202256, and 202257. Four, four, five, and 5/7 are properties that were purchased by the city, and that's why they are in here as erroneous assessments.
So let's start with that first one. What's the deal with that?
There was no notes on this one here. I'm going to show it to Chuck real quick here.
This one we evidently, Brandon, threw. If you look at the parcel ID on one of them, it ends in .700.
Right.
And the other one ends in .000. It's the same parcel. We were guessing that .700 came in through the conversion.
They've never been charged previous.
There is no 700. It's the same property. So you got the one property with two bills.
Wouldn't that be a duplicate?
You could say it's a duplicate, yeah, even though it's got a different number. But it's the same property.
Okay. Okay. He said the city of Branson bought...
The city of Branson bought the 4/4 and 4/5, which is the notes that the city purchased exempt on both of those. And if we go to...
Well, when they purchase it.
Question.
So the city purchased... Well, it just says exempt 3/17/16.
If they buy it, as you might remember, any time during the year, it exempts it for the whole year.
They're asking for an abatement 2013.
This payment is 2013 year, and this one here is 2014. Tax years. And this last one.
You're asking for 12, 13, and 14.
Right.
So I'd like to know when city, do we?
This is a corner at Green Mountain. I looked at the picture this morning. But anyhow, it's just a little corner at an intersection. And the parcel was on the books, on Sheila's books. And so that's why we're asking for abatement. It's road, it's city owned.
To answer you, Brandon, even if a taxpayer has not paid their bill for 3 or 4 years and then it's bought by a political subdivision, all those years get wiped out because the new owner is the city and they are tax exempt because the bills move to the new owner.
The bills move to the new owner?
Yes.
Because it looks like Branson Mall out of Springfield is who's wanting the abatement, not the city of Branson.
Well, Sheila's trying to get it off of her books, to Donna's explanation.
Well, yeah, but he's saying it's an entity, not the city of Branson.
Right, but because the city of Branson, to what you just said.
Oh, the city of Branson now owns it before it was owned by this ball. Yeah, that's the same thing. It doesn't matter if you own a property, Brandon, and you don't pay the taxes for 3 years, I'll use Stacy instead. Stacy hasn't paid her taxes for 3 years, and then she sells it to the
county. Why don't you use yourself?
No,
my goodness, why are you picking on Stacy?
Well, I was picking on you.
Golly.
Anyway, so whoever the current taxpayer is, they are the one responsible for all previous year's taxes.
And due to the fact they're tax exempt, they're not.
And since they're tax exempt, they don't have to pay for any of those shares.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think they need to go after Branson Mall to out of Springfield, Missouri, to make them pay their taxes.
Yeah, and City of Branson is probably saying we're not going to waste our money on getting money from an individual who's not going to pay us. So.
And everybody wonders why our system's messed up.
I think the same thing happens when the county buys property. If anybody else owes the bill, then it all gets wiped out because the
county's
now.
Didn't say it was right. I just said. All right, what's the next one?
202255. The structures were removed prior to March 2015. And this here is a abatement for the 2015 tax year. And 202256. It was a change from commercial to residential per attached paperwork.
It says prior to March, doesn't it need to be prior to January 1?
Which one we are?
Yeah, that's
For them not to pay, doesn't have to be January 1st? That's
occupancy.
That's occupancy.
He's so, checking though.
Yeah. The note I've got that I wrote on there, it says all structures improvements need to be abated for 15. Pictometry, which was flown in March, shows nothing there.
The notes here just says removed prior to March 2015. So it was there January, February, do we not still?
Well, we don't believe that they were there in January and February from the picture. And
trying to figure out where this is exactly.
River Lake.
I see the address, but I'm trying to.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to think
the property owner called. I talked to him, and there was an old structure. You'll see a 62 structure. All that's left in the March flyover is the foundation of the structure, and the motels have been gone for, I'm sorry, the motels, not motels, but mobile homes have been gone probably for years and years. Down on Acacia Club Road, right next to the lake. I think we even checked the 12 photos, and they weren't there in 12 as well.
Okay. If it had said prior to January 2015, I wouldn't ask any questions.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
And let's see here. The one ending in 5-6 was changed from commercial to real estate per attached 11-4-11-16.
Condominium. It's a letter from Deborah and Tommy Welch. I believe this is the one that the folks own two of them, and they don't rent them by the night. They're monthly rentals, which are taxed residential instead of commercial. Yeah, if you look at the old property card there, I've got a note, has owned this one, which ends in .104, and also the one that ends in .094 since 2008. They only rent them on a monthly basis. And if memory serves me right, he had sent the letter in on one of them, but failed to get the letter sent in on the second one.
Label this Exhibit B. Today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 4/18/2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Next ones I have are real estate paid abatements, which is real estate refunds. And the abatement numbers are 202258, 202259, 202260. Starting with the one ending in 58. Erroneous, garage apartment burned in March 2015. Refund structure depreciation accordingly.
That picture didn't come through very good on your...
Yeah, that's all right.
I've got a good one if you'd like to see it.
On 5-9, the one ending in 5-9, changed from commercial to residential per attached... Abatement ending in 6-0, refund for attachment letters. And that's a condo letter also.